Okay, we are on Daf Tzadichet from the Beis at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah speaks about Chamish Nashim, Shinez Aravu V'Ladei Sehin. You have five women, and the case is they have five Vadei, they have, each of them has a child, each of them has a son, and then these five women, they give birth in a cave, or in a place where there was some confusion, and now there's five new sons, and we don't know who is whom. Chamish nashim shnis arvu v'ladei sehen. Rashi says shnis arvu v'ladei sehen is the charim v'yesh l'chol achas ben vadai shalei nis arev. Each of them has a son who was not nis arev. So if you can see this diagram at the top, four, five women, and Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, is Reuben is the son of one, Shimon of two. And then there's five other children who are born in this cave, and we don't know, is this her son? We have no idea. So there's five Vade sons, and then there's five Svekas. Says the Mishnah, what happens? Again, Chamish Nashim Shnezar V'Vladi is saying, Higdilu Hatareves V'Nasu Nashim. So now what happens? Each one of these sons, who isn't quite sure who his mother is, he goes and he marries someone. Higdila tareves v'nasu nashim umesu, and these five tareves sons, all of them die. So now there are five women who are waiting, and they need yibum, but they're not sure who is the brother-in-law. Right? So each of them has a wife. Each of them has a wife, and all of these five women aren't sure who they need to get yibum or chalitza from. So that is the deal in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Arba chaltsin la'achas, ve'echad miyabim oisa. So let's just get through it. So what do we have over here? So let's say we have Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. So what we will do is we will say to Shimon, you do chalitza. All four of them will do chalitza to these women. And therefore these women definitely have been taken care of. Right, because they received chalitza from these four men. So if this is her brother-in-law, she received it from him. If this is her brother-in-law, she received it from him. So these four women will receive chalitza from these brothers. And this woman, who she has yet to receive anything, so we say the Reuven, he's able to be miyabim her. Let's just see Rashi. Let's just get this clear first. Rashi says, Arba chiltin la'achas, four will do chalitza to one of them. Ben vadei shel kol achas, min ha'arba chilitz la'achas mehen. So each one of the ben vadoim will do chalitza to one of the women. The chol chad safik le be'eshes achiv. Each of them possibly is the eshes ach. U ben ha'chamishis, yisen mi'man of shach. And the fifth son, he can marry her miman of shach either way, meaning in Ashes achiv he harei toiv. If he happens to stumble upon the Ashes ach, meaning it's a 20% chance, one out of five that it's his sister-in-law, good. Vimlav harei chalitz lo yivama, and if not, so it's okay because these four, the four brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, they did chalitza to her. So now she's no longer Yevam Lashuk. So either way, she's free. When now when Reuben marries her, it's fine because either she's received chalitza from her true brother-in-law, or her real brother-in-law now is going to be Miyabimer.
Sorry, who's Reuben
here? So we just have over here, maybe I should have done that slightly differently. You've got five women. Each of the women has a child. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. They're all children of these five women. Right? Then these five women have another child, but we don't actually know whose child belongs to which woman. So that is the in the red over here in the question mark. And at each of these speakers, they go and they marry a man. They go marry a woman, excuse me. They go marry a woman. Each of these speakers go and they marry another woman. And then these five taruvos, these five speakers, they die. So these five women now, they need yibum. But they're not sure who they should receive yibum or chalitza from. So we're starting with this woman. We say, okay, Shimon, give her chalitza. is maybe or the Yeshusach. Levi give her chalitza. Yehuda give her chalitza. Yisachar give her chalitza. And then we tell Reuven, you can marry her. Because Miman of Shach, either she's received chalitza from her, from the correct brother-in-law, and if not, then Reuven is the brother-in-law, he's marrying her. So you have to, and the Gemara is going to point out, it must be done in that order. Obviously, Reuven can't marry her first and subsequently do chalitza, because maybe he's being paga by Eishasach Leib Maka Mitzvah. So, and then we then, now that this woman is taken care of, now we deal with the next four. So to this woman, we will say now Reuven and Levi and Yehud and Yisachar will give chalitza and Shimon will marry her. And then we've got three left. And then, right? And that's the way we'll go down. Each way, we're covering our bases, making sure that a woman receives chalitza from someone who might be her brother-in-law. And then, now that the coast is clear, she's received chalitza from anyone and everyone who's possible, then the other brother is able to go and be mi'abam her mi'manashach. That's what the Mishnah says.
Yeah, I thought a bit different, David. Couldn't decide if it. But can a woman have chalitza from more than one man?
Sure.
So you can't have the chalitza's chalitza.
Correct. We don't. But the problem is we don't know who's the brother-in-law of the year. So maybe Shimon is the brother-in-law, and maybe Levi is the brother-in-law. There's nothing wrong with receiving chalitza.
Yeah, that's right.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. So again, let's just read the Mishnah one more time. Chamish Nashim Shnesar V'Vladi Sein. Again, each of these five women have a son, and then they have a suffix, or they have another child, but we don't know who's who. And the Terevas get mixed up. And Higdila Tarevis, the creditor Tarevis come of age, Venasinashim, and they get married, Umesu. And then these five Mesupic children, the sons, they die, and the five women require Chalitza or Yibam. So we say, Arba Cholzin, Achas, Echad Miyab, Umesu. And now there's four left. So who, Vishleisha, so who, meaning the one who did Yibam, plus three others. So in our example, we said that Reuven was the one who did Yibam to her. So now Reuven and the three other brothers, Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar, now they will do Chalitza to the next one, right? That's what it says. Who? The Shrei Shecholtzin, Le'achas, Ve'echad Miyabim, and so on. Nimsu, Arba, Chalitzeis, V'Yibam, L'chol, Achas, Ve'achas. This way, the Chalitza will have been done four times, and Yibam will have been done to each of the women. Now the Tezis Yom Tov points out over here and says this is going to be based on the Gemara. He quotes the Bar Tanura, who says, "Hu adin." When you think about it, the echad koines lechulan. Think about it. Really, Reuven could be the one who would say, "You know what? I'm going to marry all five of these women." Right? You know what will happen? Very simple. So, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar will do chalitza to all of these five. Right? And then Reuven will marry all of these five. Well, again, one of them is going to be a Yibam, and the other ones will be Nisuin. You're right. Well, one of them is a Yibam, but he will take all of these five women. One of the five is going to be his Yivama. And the other four, she's no longer Asura, she's no longer Shemeres Yavam, so she's received Chalitza from the other four. So clap each one of the women, so either she's Muteres Lashok or she's a Yavama. So really, you could have done that also. Says the Tezis Yantav, the Gemara is really going to speak this out also. The Tezis Yantav just points out and says, really, you could have done that. And so on. Dilma, l'chol chad v'chad misramile. Perhaps there is some mila over here, because maybe each doing it this way, maybe the five are going to end up chancing upon their yavama. So maybe there's somehow merit in doing it this way, because this way, in other words, if Reuven ends up being miyabim all five, we know he's only going to be miyabim one. Whereas if we do it this way, maybe each of them will get lucky and each of them will be Miab and their wives. And going according to the opinion which says that Mitzvah Yibam Kedemis La Mitzvah Chalitza, maybe there's a mila to do it that way. That's actually a very interesting discussion in the Achronim over here, the Archoner and others. And they say that if you're a statistician and you had to go ahead and try or you're a gambling man, and think which actually is better. In other words, if Reuben goes and is miyabim all five, he definitely is miyabim one for sure. If each of the five is miyabim one of them, you know, maybe each of them, maybe none of them are going to, but this way, at least for sure, one of them is going to, there will be a mitzvah yibum done by one, as opposed to maybe five of them won't have a mitzvah yibum, and so on. And there's another discussion over here as to, and this is based on a Gemara previously, that it says that there's an Eitzah Tova that a man shouldn't marry more than four wives, in order to ensure that each of them will, he will be able to fulfill mitzvah onah once a month with each of them. Whereas if it's five, then there will be problems with mitzvah zayinah. But there's an interesting discussion about kind of, in a situation, do you say better to do less, and at least vadai there will be a kim of mitzvah yibum, or take a chance, and maybe all five of them will do a mitzvah yibum, right? That's part of the discussion here in the Tezis Yom Tov. Right. I don't know if it's exact. Yeah, I know, maybe, yeah. Similar type of concept. Exactly. Fine. So the Gemara says, Vedavka michlitz v'hadi yivumi. Must be done in this seder. Again, these five women, none of them know who is the real brother-in-law that they need to receive their chalitza from. So we said, first, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Yehuda and Yisachar do chalitza to this woman. Then Reuben is miyabim. Because now the coast is clear. Either he's being miyavim his shemeres yavam, which is good, or she's a woman who was previously a surah to the shuk, and now that she's received chalitza from these four men, now she's muteret. It's got to be done in that order. Says the Gemara, "Daf kemechutz v'hadi yibumi, avi yibumi b'reish loy, mtekapaga b'yavam l'shuk." Otherwise, it would be a problem of yavam l'shuk. Now we said, my who v'shleish cholzin la'achas. We said, meaning, again, after this case, what was the case? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar do chalitza to this woman. And then Reuben is mi'avimur. Then we said, who v'shleish, now Reuben, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar do chalitza to this woman. And then Shimon goes ahead and is mi'avimur. Right? And so on, like we said. So the Gemara says, don't say that one should do yibum to all of them. This way, maybe each of them will chance upon the correct yivama. And as mentioned over here, there is this discussion, there's the Yamshel Shleimer, the Archlaner, and others, as to kind of how do we look at these cases of Suffolk. Is it kind of like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush type of thing, that, you know, maybe one of them, which is a vadeh, is better than five of them be mesupik, or not. Now, says the Gemara, some of the gears, so Tan Rabbanim, miktsasan achin, miktsasan she'ein achin, some of them are brothers, some of them are not brothers, we'll see what that means, ha'achin cholzin, the she'ein achin miyabmin, the ones who are not brothers do chalitza, the ones who are brother, the brothers do chalitza, the ones who are not do yivam. The Gemara says, "Maikam, what does that mean?" So, Rav Safra, Achi Kamar, miktsasin achin min ha'av, u miktsasin achin min ha'em. Wow, you've got a tarevis over here. You've got a mixture. Some of them are brothers from the father. Some of them are brothers from the mother. Paternal brothers, maternal mother, brothers. Now we know that the mitzvah of yibam is only for paternal brothers, and not maternal brothers. So what do we do in such a case? Miktsasin achin min ha'av, miktsasin achin min ha'em. So achin min ha'em cholzin, achin min ha'av miyabmin. So all of the ones who are only maternal brothers, so there's no way we could ever allow any of them to ever do a yibum, because there's no mitzvah of yibum, and there still is an isser eshesach. So they only can do chalitza, whereas the ones who are achin min ha'av, we say about them miyabmin, and so too miktsasin kahanim and miktsasin she'enin kahanim. So says the Braisa, kahanim do chalitza, they do chalitza, she'enin kahanim, she'enim kahanim miyabim. Meaning that if you're a kohen, you're not allowed to marry a chalitza. So when we said you have to do chalitza first, and then you can do yibum, but a kohen is also to a chalitza. So if it's Mitzasim Kahanim, Mitzasim Shein Kahanim, the Kahanim do Chalitza first, and Shein Kahanim, that they're allowed to marry Chalitza, they can be Miyavim so afterwards.
How would they know if there was an Erva there?
What do you mean?
An Erva between the brothers and the widows.
I'm not with you. How do we know?
They couldn't marry.
What do you mean?
One of the brothers is an Erva, or some of the brothers are Ervas to some of the widows.
Right, if they are Achim min ha'Eim.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're Achim min ha'Eim, they're an Erva. So we're saying if in this case of Tarevis, there is an Achim min ha'Eim type of relationship, they're only considered to be maternal brothers. And therefore, if you're a maternal brother, there's never going to be a heter for you to go ahead and have yibum with any of these sisters-in-law. So the only thing you can do is chalitza, right? The only thing you can do is chalitza.
Yeah, yeah.
But there might be, there are some paternal brothers over here, and the paternal brothers, they have a mitzvah of yibum. So the paternal brothers potentially could do the mitzvah yibum, but if there's a case where there is maternal brothers over here, there'll never be a mitzvah yibum for them. So the only thing they can do, maximum, is some type of a chalitza of sorts. We'll see Rashi in a second. We'll just finish the brisa. But similarly, it says the brisa of the last case. If you have some who are kahanim who could never do yibam to a chalutza, and some of them are achin min ha'eim, where also there's no mitzvah of yibam, elu ve'elu, choltzim v'lo miyabim. So then all of them would only be able to do chalitza, they'd never be able to do yibam. So in the normal case of our mission that we're discussing, that they're all paternal brothers, and there's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. And then there's these five other brothers, and we don't know who their mother is, and then they get married to someone, and now these women are skukas the yibum. So that's when we said the din of the Mishnah, that four of the brothers do chalitza to one, and then Reuben does yibum to the other. And then Reuben, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar do chalitza to one, and then Shimon does chalitza to. That's all in cases when everyone can really marry everyone, because they're all paternal brothers and so on, there's a mitzvah of yibum. But once we have a discussion where you have kahanim and they're asim b'chalitza, or you have achim and ha'im, and there's no mitzvah of yibum, so then they're not able to do yibum, and therefore, depending on the case, they would have to only do chalitza. Let's just see a couple of rashis over here.
Correct.
To each one, correct. Says Rashi, let's see, let's just see the last Rashi. Rashi says, Miktsasin shol vadoyin v'taruvasin kahanim, u miktsasin she'in kahanim. So the kahanim choltzin v'chulan. V'yafshalem liyabim, they cannot do yibim, hoil v'choltza arba chalitzes, because these women have previously received chalitza, as we mentioned previously in the Gemara. First, you need to do chalitza to the one who will subsequently receive yibum, in order to make sure you've removed any potential zika. Once you've removed the zika, then we said she can receive a marriage miman of shach. Either she's with her brother-in-law, or she's just with a man and she's got no zika on her. So being that a koyne is also to a chalitza, hoyol v'cholza arba chalitzis shema echad chelitla hayivam v'chalitzas chalitza v'koyin aser ba. There's a fascinating Ramban over here, which it's on a Gemara Dach of Daled. I don't think we mentioned it at the time, but we know that even though we always say grusha v'chalitza, but we know that grusha is a surah midraisa and chalitza is only aser midrabanan. So, it's very interesting. So, Lamaista, we have a case of Suffolk. We have five women. Each of the women has a Vade son. Then each of these women gives birth to a Suffolk, meaning a Tarevis. She gave birth to a Vade son, and then they were Nisariv. And they got married, and then they died, and now these five women, we don't know who the right brother-in-law is, who's supposed to give them Yibam and Chalitz, and so on, and we try and figure out what to do. And now the Gemara is saying, the Koyen is not allowed to be with a chalutza, but it's a suffik chalutza. And we said chalutza is only the rabbanan. So isn't that a suffik the rabbanan? So Ramban on Daf Chav Dalad, the Ramban quotes a Rashi. The Gemara says, Safik Chalutza Legozru Behu Rabbanin. Pirsh Rashi, Zal, Legozru Rabbanin Lafuke Misafik. In a situation where already something was done, a marriage was done, Legozru Rabbanin Lafuke Misafik, V'chein Iker. That says the Ramban, V'afal Gav Deshar Safik Shel Divrehem. Afil Lechatchila Kula. You have a regular case of a suffix de rabbanan. You're not sure, can you eat this, or can you do this, or whatever. So in a regular case of suffix de rabbanan, it's muta even lechatchila to do. So even though the shar suffix shel divrei mafil lechatchila lekula, kaven de ikam maisa rabba, shechalitz la bebezdin, ein matirin esa, lo yivale tzarasa. Whatever the case is over there. It says the Ramban, an amazing concept in suffix de rabbanan. This Safik Durabanan, this Safik Durabanan. And over here, she goes in Bezdin, and it's done publicly, and there's Dayanim there, and they see the spit, and they say, and she says, Tachiyas Eleish, and it's a whole big thing, and it's done Bepumbi, says Ramban, E Matunisa, Lehivali Tsarasa, Vachinami Muchach Behedya, the Perik Nasin Alanusa, Tzadichasim Adays, Tamin and Hossam, Kahanim Choltsin, Vishayin and Kahanim Yavmin. Mishum de Safik Chalutza, Asiri Lahu. So, okay, it's a Safik Chalutza. And now, according to the regular Klalim, Safik de Rabban Lakula. Well, what's the problem over here? So, very interesting. I mean, it kind of, it's reminiscent, you know, of a similar type of concept. We know the Gemara, we had the Gemara Psachim, where the Gemara said, there's two cases which need a Seba. Some say it's the first two cases. Some say it's the last two cases. So, the Gemara, therefore, we're Mesa for all four. Like the Ramban, Safik Durabban Lakula. Shouldn't have to be mesa for anything. So the Ramban gives a couple of answers. One answer is, we're going to see Safik Durabban Lakula if it's going to be difficult. If it's going to be difficult for us to be Mekayim with the Rabbanans. Okay, big deal. To be mesa is not such a big deal. Or the other answer is because then you're going to be Oiker Legamri, the Mitzvah Haseba by Shtias Arba Kaisis. They didn't want to do that. So it's not pshat that Safik Durabanla, we can always just write it off and say Safik Durabanla Kula. There's Klolim, but very, very kedai to remember this Ramban in the Chav Dalad, where he brings a raya from our Gemara over here. Good. Says the Gemara by Yitzhak Rabban. Okay. Whew, ready for this? Yeah. And let's try. Yeah. Tan Rabban. Yesh chaylitz le'imay misafik, la'chayse misafik, le'bite misafik. There can be a time and a place. Let's call for a little bit of deep breath. There are situations where one can do chalitza to one's mother misafik, to one's sister misafik, and to one's daughter misafik. Some of the gears are le'imay misafik ketzat. What is the case that a person will find himself doing chalitza to his mother misafik? What is the case? So let's read the case first, and then we'll look at a diagram. Ketzad. Imai v'isha cheres, his mother and another woman, v'lahen shnei zecharim. They have two sons. They each have a son. V'chazru v'yaldu shnei zecharim b'machbe. And then they each give birth to a child, to a son, somewhere in a cave, and the sons get mixed up, and they don't know who is whom. Uba benashel zu v'nasi imeshel zeh. Ubenashel zu nasi imeshel zeh. And these Taruva's sons, that we're not sure who is whom, they go and they marry the mother, other one's mother, umesu, and then those Taruva's, they die, b'libanim, zeh chilet l'shtein, v'zeh chilet l'shtein, nimtze kol echad chilet l'imay misafik. So let's just try and see Rashi over here and get the case clear, and then we can try and talk about everything. Says Rashi, Imay v'yishacheres. Says Rashi, sheyoldu shnei zecharim b'machpei v'hu echad mehen. Let's see what we have over here. Rashi says, let's just see the Rashi. Sheyoldu shnei zecharim b'machpei v'hu echad mehen. V'lehen shnei zecharim v'adayim. They both have a vaday son. Kegoin Rachel Eishes Yaakov Shahayla Yosef Mimeno. Yeah, so we have over here, if you can see this diagram, we've got Reuben and Shimon are brothers. With the dots around, they're going to be the ones who are eventually going to die. So you've got Reuben and Shimon who are brothers, and you've got Kalev and Avram who are brothers. And Reuben is married to Rachel. So, says Rashi, Rachel, Eishes Yaakov, Shahayala Yosef Mimenu, the Chana Eishes Reuben, Shahayala Chetzrein Mimenu. So you have Chana, who is the wife of Reuben. I'm sorry, did I not do this one? Oh, I'm sorry, it's this one over here. Okay, yeah, that's better. Yeah, if you can see this one up here, so you've got Yaakov and Rachel, and they have a son Yosef, and there's Chana and Reuben, and they have a son Chetzrein. That is the case. The Chazru v'yoldu shnei zecharim b'machbei, and then they give birth to another son. Again, this is the question mark son. We don't know who is whom. We don't know if this is Rachel's child or this is Chana's child, and so on. That's what happens. The Chazru v'yoldu shnei zecharim b'machbei umesu Yaakov v'Reuven, and now Yaakov dies and Reuben dies. So they die. Okay, now what happens? Yosef is going to go and he's going to marry Chana now. He's going to marry Chana, and Chetzrein is going to marry Rachel. And then they're going to die, right? These two ones, they will subsequently die. Let's just see the Rashi. Yeah, the oldish needs to have a machbe. Omeisu Yaakov and Reuven, who bore Yosef, Benashel Rachel, Benasse Chana, Imeishel Chetzrein, Chetzrein Nasses Rachel, Omeisu Yosef and Chetzrein. Now Yosef and Chetzrein, they die, exactly. V'naflu lefnei hatarovis, and now their wives fall to the tarovis, to the sons about whom we don't know who is whom. So Rachel lefnei benah shu Chana shu achi Chetzrein, v'chana lefnei benah shu Rachel shu achi Yosef. Says Rashi mitich she'in yadua mi benah umi yavama. We don't know which one is the son and which one is the brother-in-law.
So again, let's just see this case one more time. Yaakov marries Rachel and gives birth to Yosef. Chana marries Reuben and gives birth to Chetzrein. And both Rachel and Chana have another son. They have another son. Then we said Yaakov dies, Reuben dies. Yosef marries Chana, Chetzrein marries Rachel. Then Yosef dies and Chetzrein dies. And therefore, their wives, as in Rachel and Chana, fall to these two tarovis. We're not sure which one is it his sister-in-law, is it his mother, and therefore they have to do chalitza. So it turns out you're giving chalitza to your mother. Good. Next case, lachaisim yisafik. Again, there's lots of rashes over here which we can work through, but let's just get the basic case. Lachaisim yisafik, ketzad. What's the case? The one that does chalitza to one sister, ima v'yishacheres sheyoldu shtei nekeves, one's mother and another woman, they give birth to two nekeves. B'machbe, in this case, the nekeves are the ones who are mesupik. They are the taruves over here. Ubo achein shaloi me'isaim, and brothers who are not from the same mother, v'nasum, and they marry them, umesu b'banim, and they die without sons. So chalitz l'shtehen, chalitz is done to both, which, again, going through the Rashi, you'll see, nimtza chalitz l'chayse misafik, that will be a case when there's chalitz to one's sister misafik. So too, labite misafik, Kate said, what's the case where one does chalitz to one's bas? I think we did a diagram for this one, let's see. Chalitz, labite misafik, Kate said, ishtei v'ish acheres, one's wife and another woman, sheyoldu shtei nekeves b'machbe. They give birth to two girls in a machbe. Ubo acheyem benosum, and their brothers marry them. Umesu b'leibonim, zecheilet lebite misafik, vezecheilet lebite misafik. Just want to see if this was... just 1 second... Reuben Kalev, is this the one that we did? 1 second. Just give me 2 seconds to see if that was the diagram. There's so many diagrams, I don't remember what I did. Ishes Reuben, Ishes Let's just see this Rashi, Dibra Maskol, Ishtei V'Isha Cheres. Rashi says, Eishes Ruvain V'Eishes Kalev Sheyaldu Shtei Nekeves B'machpe. Reuven's wife and Kalev's wife, who gave birth to two Nekeves in the Machpe. So Reuven's wife, Rachel, and Kalev's wife, Leah, gave birth to two daughters in this Machpe. Nimseis Achas Bitoy. Turns out that therefore one of them is his daughter. Ubo Achehen Shnei Achi Reuven Venos. Nimtza Reuven Chelet Labitim Yisafik Shishtein Shriches Chalitza. I'm not sure if this is the correct diagram for this one. I'm sorry, I'm getting myself a bit confused. But you'll take a look at the Rashis, and we'll just, it's just a question of doing the diagram. I think I might have done this to a different diagram. But Al Kaponim, the Bryce has given us cases where it's possible for a person to do chalitza to his mother misafik, to his sister misafik, and to his daughter misafik. Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer Ish veIsha pa'anim shemelidin chamesh umais. You can have a man and a woman. At times, they can give birth to five nations. Ketzad Yisrael shalakach eved v'shifcha min hashuk. So, a person purchases an Eved and a Shifcha min Hashuk. Okay. V'lehen shnei banim. And they have two sons. V'nizgayr echad mihen. And one of them is Megayr. Nimtza echad ger. The echad evikichav. So at that stage, one is a ger and one is an evikichav. Now, Hitzbilon, you're now matpil them, the Eved and the Shifcha, l'shem avdus. So now they take on the halachic status of an Eved Kanani, a Shifcha Kananis. Beforehand, you didn't take them l'shem Eved Kanani and Shifcha Kananis. It was just a case of an Eved and a Shifcha. But now you're matpil them l'shem avdus. V'nizkeku zeh l'zeh. So harei kan ger v'Eved kechavim. The Eved. So at this stage we have three nations, a Ger, an Eved Kechavim, and an Eved. Shichrer es a Shifcha. Now you subsequently, you're Meshachre the Shifcha Kananis. Ubo ala Eved, and the Eved is Bo ala Shifcha. So then we're going to go like the Mandarmu says, Eved v'akim shebo ala Shifcha, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Harei kan Ger, v'Eved Kechavim, the Eved u'Mamzer. Shichrer shneim, if you're meshachrer, all of them, those two, the sin zelazah, when they marry each other post the shichrer, so then what do you have in total? Harikan ger, v'ovikichavim, the eved, v'mamzer, the yisrael. So that will be a case where you started out with these two, with the eved and the shifcha, and they had two banim. And at the end, you have these five nations. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmalon. It's part of one of the dinim which you mentioned of Ovik Yechavim Ve'Eved Abal Bas Yisrael, that the Vlad is a Mamzer. We said that we paskin not like that, but there was a day which says Ovik Yechavim Ve'Eved Abal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Meicher Es Aviv Lahagbeis Imay Ksubasa. There is a case where a person sells his father in order to allow his mother to collect her ksuba. Ketzad Yisrael lakach eved v'shifcha min hashuk. So Yisrael purchased an eved and a shifcha kananis min hashuk. V'lehem ben, and they have a son. V'shichrer es shifcha. And then he subsequently is Meshachar, the Shifcha Kananis, the Nosa, and he himself marries the Shifcha, as in she's no longer a Shifcha, but he marries this woman, the Nosa, the Omad, and he writes to his new wife, the Omad, the Kosav, Kol Mechosav Libna. He says, I'm writing and I'm giving to you all of my property to your son. So now, and then he subsequently dies. Now, the Ben, part of the estate is his father, who is still an Eved Kenani, and he needs to make sure that he provides his mother a ksuba. So how is he going to do so? Nimtze zeh mecheres aviv lahagbeis le'imai ksubasa. So this will be a case that he, in essence, he will sell his father, who is still an eved, in order to service his mother's ksuba. My kamashmalan kula rebi meir hi v'avda metaltali, an eved is considered to be like metaltalin, and metaltali mishtabdi l'ksuba. Either will say that it's coming to tell me that even though an eved is considered to be like metaltalin, the metaltalin is mishubit for the ksuba, or v'ibay say ma kamashmalan that an avda is kemekakoy dami, and tark is obviously mishubit to a ksuba. Tesis points out, money Rebbe Meri d'amr metalti mishtabdi l'ksuba v'agavda b'chol duchta amrinin hukshua vodim l'karkois. Usually we say that an evet is hukish l'karkois. Hacha yesh l'choshvim kemetaltli d'li samcha daiti ilovayu. Because here it very much has to do with the smichas das of the woman. Meaning, why does a woman have smichas das on karka? Because she knows it's not going anywhere. And that's the reason why she has smichas das. Whereas here, when it comes to avodim, loy samchadaita ilavayu lefi shemesim ubarchim, and so on. And that's the reason why over here we would say that they have the din of metaltim. Al kaponim, these are the cases. Again, it's just a question of working through the rashis. I'm trying to remember what case I did this for, but it's one of these cases over in the Gemara. Okay, let's see a little bit further. Says the Mishnah, v'lada v'vlad kalasa. So you have a woman and her daughter-in-law. And a woman and her daughter-in-law are together, let's say in a cave, and they give birth together to two sons. And we're not sure who is the nephew and who is the uncle. Yishishnesarev v'lada v'vlad kalasa. Higdilu hatarevais. V'nosu noshim, and these two sons, one being the nephew, one being the uncle, they grow up and they marry women. V'umesu, and they die. Umesu. So b'nei hakala, the other sons of the daughter-in-law, in other words, there were other sons besides this Tarevis ones. So the b'nei hakala choltsin v'lei miyabmin. So how will the Bnei Kala act vis-a-vis these Tareves? So they have to tread very carefully. They must do Chalitza, and they must not do Yibum. Bnei Kala Choltsin V'lei Miyabin. Why? Shu Safek Eishes Achiv, which in a Hanami would be okay. But the problem is, it's Safek Eishes Achiyaviv. It's also your uncle's wife. And you are also to your uncle's wife. So the younger generation, the Kala, who has, let's say, another son or a couple of other sons, and now it's incumbent upon them to do either Yibam or Chalitza, they're not able to do Yibam, because even though maybe it's Eishes Ach, maybe it is an uncle's wife, in which case they must do Chalitza. Whereas Bnei Azkena, the mother-in-law, that she has a couple of sons, and now they have a mitzvah to potentially do Yibam HaChalitza to the Tarevais, so then it's not such a cause for concern. B'nei Azkena Oichol Tzin Oimiyabmin. Why? Shesavik Eishes Achiv V'Eishes Ben Achiv. Either it's a case of Eishes Ach, which is Mutter, or it will be the wife of a nephew, which is also Mutter. So that is all going to be in a case when the case was that the Tareves were the ones that they were Higdilu, and the Tareves got married, and the Tareves died. So too says the Mishnah, Mesu Haksherim, which the Gemara is going to explain, not that anyone here is not kosher as such, it means rather Mesu HaVadoyim. They're not the Tareves, the ones that die in this case, but the Vadoyim die, Mesak Sherim. So now the Tareves have a mitzvah to deal with the brothers-in-law, or the potential brothers-in-law. So Mesak Sherim, so HaTareves, Lebnei Azkena, so then vis-a-vis the Bnei Azkena, so Choltsin V'lei Miyabin. So they have to do Chalitza, they may not do Yibam. Once again, for the same reason, Shusavik, Eishes Achiv, the Eishes Achiyaviv. But there's also a problem of a uncle's wife, whereas Lebnei Hakala, Echad Choletz to the Bnei Akala, what do we say? Echad Chaylitz, Echad Miyabim, because one is mutter to the wife of a nephew. That is all legabi regular Yibum Shilas. Now we get into Shilas of Kahanim. And it's from here, it's from this Sugya that we're going to see some very important halachic principles to Kahanim Bizman Hazeh, and what level of, how do we treat Kahanim Bizman Hazeh? We know that in a general sense, we say that we are machzik them, to treat them like Kahanim, but when it comes to them eating truma and doing other things, we're not so sure that they're Kahanim. It has a lot to do with this Sugya. So it says, Kahanis, Shinis Ariv Vlada Bavlad Shivchasa. Now we know that if a Kehenes has got a Shivcha, the Shivcha is also allowed to eat Truma. So you have here a Kehenes, she has a child, and her Shivcha also has a child. Kehenes Shinis Ariv Vlada Bavlad Shivchasa. Hari Elu Echlim B'Truma. They're allowed to eat Truma. Rashi says, bottom line, Echlim B'Truma, Echad Kain, the Echad Ebed Kain. Well, we don't know who is whom, but nevertheless, one is a kohen, and one is the eved of a kohen. Areilu oichon b'truma. V'cholkim chelik echad begoron. But when it comes to receiving their portion, they can only get one portion. We'll see what that means. They only get one portion of begoron. We'll see. V'einon mitamen lemesim. They're not allowed to be mitamen lemesim, because one of them is a kohen. So, being that one of them is a Kayin, again, they gave birth to two sons, one of them is a Kayin, one of them is an Eved Kanani. So, the one, being that one of them is a Kayin, neither one of them are allowed to be Metama to Mason. The Einam Nasim Nashim, Bain Kishereis, Bain Psuleis. Rashi says, Bain Psuleis, Kigin Shifcha Mishum Kayin. Now, so that is a very difficult matzav to be in. Higdilu, but once they become gedalim, I'm sorry. Say again, because one is an Eved Kenani. One's an Eved Kenani, and one is a Kohen Gomer. So they can't marry Ksheiris, they can't marry Psulas. Whereas Higdilu, once they become gedalim, Higdilu Ataravis, Vishichru Zezah. Oh, so now they're Meshachar, one another. So one really is a Kohen Kosher, and the Shichru was Commander Lassadami. One was an Eved Meshachar, and now he can marry a Bas Yisrael. So the Shichru says there, we say, Nosin Noshim Ru'uyis Lekuhuna. They are limited to marry women who are Ru'uyis Lekuhuna. And the Einan Mitamin, meaning that they would not be allowed to marry a Grusha, because one of them is a Kohen. The Einan Mitamin the Mesim, and so too, then they're allowed to be Mitamin the Mesim, because one of them is a Kohen. The Initmu Einan Seifkin Arbayim, but if they do come in contact with the Mace, they don't get Malkus. Rashi says, the Chol Chad Omar Ano Lav Kohen Ano. Each of them can say, I'm not a Kohen. They take out this thing of Hasras Safik Heap. I mean, in Be'etzim, each of them can say, perhaps I'm not a Kohen. Say again? Again, can you say again? Can you?
One of them can say, or
Bogan
could say, that I can marry a Grusha.
No, so we're going to say it's a Sophic Dereis L'Chumra, so maybe you're a Kohen, you can't marry a Grusha.
Marry, you
wouldn't give Malkus. But we would still force them to get divorced, because, you know, there's philosophic Dereis L'Chumra. We'd force them to get divorced. The Ein and Eichlin B'Truma, again, for the same reason, because now one of them is a Kohen, and one of them is an Eved Meshuchar. He's like Yisrael. The Ein and Eichlin B'Truma. The Im Achlu Ein Misham and Keren V'Chemish. You wouldn't have to pay, because Klapi the Mominus, you can say, Hamayitzi Mechavei Alav Araya, and so on. The Ein and Achok in Al HaGoyren, because again, one of them is a Kohen and he's entitled, and one of them is not entitled. As he says, falls down in Hogan Algerin, Ein Nesim Lehem Truma Algerin, Shaham Meshuchrar Yisraelu, because the one who's a Meshuchrar has the din of Yisrael, he's not entitled to Truma anymore. Now, Umeichrin Esa Truma, Vadamim Shalahen. But let's say they happen to own a Truma. So granted, one of them is allowed to eat it, and one of them is not allowed to eat it. So practically, neither of them can eat it. But Legabi the Mominus, they can say, well, one sec, bring a rye that I'm not a Kohen. Legabi the Mominus Shaboy, we say they get to keep it. If you look at Rashi, the Omechon is a truma. Truma is truasen. Kishim mafrishin aisa, because they themselves, they're not going to eat it. Ein srichan lesita l'kayin. They don't need to give it to a kayin. The chochad amar l'kayin. I see a rad alav kayin ana. Ushkoil. So granted, neither one of them can eat it. And they must be mafrishit, because otherwise it's tevel. But l'gabi the nesina, each of them can say, bring a raya that I'm not a kayin, and I'll give it to you. So clapi the mominus, they can say, bring a raya that I'm not a kayin, I'm made some chavel of a raya. The einon chokin the kodshi amigdosh, again for the same reason, because maybe one of them is not a kayin. The ein nasin lahem kodshim, you don't give them kodshim to be makriv. The ein meitzian shalahem mideyem, but you also don't take it from them. Very interesting, if you look at this Rashi over here, Rashi says, the ein meitzian shalahem miadam, im hayu chayavim chatasi ashim e'ayla. So you have one of these people, either he's a kayin or he is a meshuchra. So ein kayfin esam lesitan la'anshe mishmar. You don't force that the carbon after the hakrava is given over to the anshe hamishmar. V'liyeis avidasam v'oyram la'anshe mishmar. Meaning, granted, we can't do the actual avodah because maybe one of them is not a kohen. But legabi the mominus, they're entitled to get the carbon back. The chochad amar ana kohen. V'tanyu enayin l'kohen shabo umakiv carbon esav. Kol shor sheyirtze. V'afiru b'mishmar she'ein shaloi tamadim robo b'chol aves nafshe v'sheris. U'menayin she'avidah stam v'oyrim shaloi. This is what we need to get. So how do I know that the mominus shabo they get to keep? Tamar lema the ish es kedeshav layiyu. The tarivis halalu hoyo va echel mehen koyen ein bezdin yachala hoitzi miyadin bal karacham v'lesitam la'anshi mishma. But legabi the mominus, they can't force the mominus out of their hands. Eli yakrivu carbon esayim. Someone is makir the carbon on their behalf. V'yagzur lehen abasav ar v'yitnim l'chol mishu yirt. So they get it back, and then they've got a certain tevus anah. Like I'll be the boss, they can give it to their next door neighbor who's a kohen, and so on. And so on. So by all of these things, we need to consider the yardei dekadinim and the financial chesham mishpat dekadinim in all these cases. We say upturim min azroya umin alachayim umin akeva again, because that is the financial din, and they can say bring a rye that I'm not a kohen and I'll give you. Ubachiron. If they have a bechar, now usually if Yisrael has a bechar, he needs to give it to the kohen, and the kohen is makrevit. But over here, he's going to say, look, I don't want to give it away. Maybe I'm a kohen. Okay, granted, I'm not allowed to be makrevit and eat it, but I don't want to give it away to you either. So what do they do? You wait until it gets a mum, and then the bialim are allowed to be makrevit, they're allowed to shecht it, and eat the meat. In all these cases, you're given the chumras of Kahanim and the chumras of Yisraelim. Good. It says we go on Mesach Ksheirim. We said the Ksheirim died. In fact, the Gemara, Elahanach Mishum Diyarev Lehu Havilu Psulim, just because there was a Tarovis, a mixture. We don't know who is whom. That means that they're psulim. They're still 100% kosher. The papa emo meisu havadoyin. Like we mentioned, it doesn't mean that they're psulim. It means the vadoyin. Now we said lebnei kala echad choletz, and then yibum davke mechletz v'hadi yibume al v'yibume bereish alay the kapaga b'yivam l'shuk. Like we mentioned many times, you always need to kind of cover your bases first. Do chalitza, then the coast is clear, and then you can do yibum. We said kehenes shinis arev. Her Vlad with a Vlad of a Shifcha, and so on. Then we said legabe, they can both eat truma, but we said v'cholkin chelik echad begerim. You only get one portion. So says the Gemara that chelik echad pshita. Pshita. No. So we say some of the years of Salkadaitach, ein chelik keechad. It means that the Kohenis and the Shifcha have to come together at the same time in order to receive their portion at the same time. If you look at Rashi, four lines down in the small lines, chelik echad im bo shneim al agiran neisim lahem, avol zeh b'lo zeh ein chokim lahem. You would never give truma to one without the other. The ksaver ein chokim truma le'evid elim kein rabbi imay. We hold that you don't give truma to the eved unless the rabbi is there. Dilma asi lasuki le'yuchsin v'savri kainhu. Because the concern is, maybe you might come to be mala them le yuchsin. Good. It says, "What time can Adam in chok and truma the evidence and can rabbi imay?" So our Mishnah clearly is going like the opinion which says you don't apportion truma to an eved, even though he's allowed to eat it, unless his master is there. The Tanya, "Ein chok and truma the evidence and can rabbi imay divrei Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yisimer yachol sheyomar im koyin ani tnuli bishvil atzmi. Im eved koyin ani tnuli bishvil rabbi. So he can say, look, well, I don't care how I get it. If I'm a Kohen, give me din Kohen. If I'm an Eved, Kanani, give me mitzad my master, and so on. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? Says the Gemara, it's not really, and you say this to HaMachlekes as such, it's just that Bim Kemish will review the Hayum Malim Mitzum and the Yuchsin. So they would recognize someone's state based on the fact that he receives a portion of Shuma, and they would be Malahim from Shuma Yochsin. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Chokim Shuma Le'evet Elam Kin Rabbi Yimai. Whereas, Bim Kemish Rabbi Yehsi, Lo Yayu Malin, Mi Shuma Yochsin. They would not do so. Amr Belazar, Rabbi Tzadak, Mi Yomai Le'adati Ala Edus Achas. I only was made Edus once. And what happened through my Edus? Ve'halu Eved Lekuna. And through my Edus, I caused that in Eved Kenani, they were Malahim Lekahuna. Frag the Gemara, Alti, hello, you really mean that such an egregious mistake was done, and they were Malahim to Kahuna? Salta Daitach, Hashtabem, Nushal Tadigim, and Akadish Boch, maybe Takala Al Yadun Tadigim Atzmali, Kol Shekain, is it possible? The Bach takes out these two lines, and why does he take out these two lines? As we've mentioned many times, if you look at Tesis over here, the third to last Tesis, Sal Gedei the Chash to Behem Dishal Tzadikim Nira Dolei Gassir and Lei Dolei Shayech Achpirch Ella B'Makim Shachochem Atzmei Nichshol Ba'Achilas Isser. The only time we say this, we mentioned this a couple of days ago. It says that Rabbi Tarfon was Karla Behita, he was Karla Aranair, and he was Mata. So you see that when it is possible to be Nichshol in Isser, it's just a Gnai to be Nichshol in Yoni Achila. Al Kopanim, that is the Kasha El Ema, Bikshu Lahale Seven Lakuna, Al Pi. They thought, they tried to be Malahim from his state of, from Achilas Truma to Kahuna, meaning Chaza Ba'asri Rabbi Yosi. He saw that he received Truma in the land of Rabbi Yosi where they were never Malah. And what did he do? Ba'azo Ba'asid Ba'asri Rabbi Yehuda, where they were Malah based on the fact that he ate Truma. So that is the Nekuda between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Just want to mention a couple of points over here. There's one very interesting discussion about, you know, we see over here about these cases of Tarovas, of mix-ups and kids and so on, and we don't know who's whom, and then we have these Shailas of Yibam and Chalitza and what to do. We see quotes over here from the Helkas Yaakov, who basically says that one needs to be very careful when you go to a hospital. And obviously it depends in, you know, which day and age you're living. I admit, you know, when my first son was born in Eretz Yisrael and they took him away, I was thinking, one second, maybe they're going to mix him up with someone else, and how do I know? And I like tried to follow him, you know, as long as they would allow me to, and kind of keep my eye on him the whole time, because, you know, it's they put something around, but, you know, I don't know, you can't help but feeling what happens, what if there'll be this story, and so on. So he writes about this, and he says, especially if they sedate the women and they don't know what's going on and they don't see their children afterwards, and then you have to rely on the nemonis of the chaya and so on. And he says, not that we're chas v'sham going to be meitzi laz on the neiladim as such, but lechatchila, to go to such hospitals, he says, mi sheyesh leidea lachshev ad kama hadvar megiim tzeich lachshish shafilu svek sveika. He quotes an Avni Nezer, learns from the Taz, Shechashash Timua Bein Ha'akum Odich Mipikuach Nefesh. The Imbe Pikuach Nefesh in Hochenach Haroyiv, Kol Shekein Limin Timua, concern that maybe this child, you know, is going to be now raised by a goy, you know, how careful you have to be, and how machmir you have to be, and so on. He says, you know, sometimes he says, you read the papers, and you hear these stories of chiluf yiladim, u'mishpat hasheftim b'zeh, and so on. And Tzrichim Lizar Allah says, Kol Tatzik Yilashkir Gam Ba'atzmei V'la Lismich Ala Beis Chelim, and so on. After he quotes after it's from the Mishnah Halachas, who disagrees, and he says, look, it's something Bikuch Nefesh, you know, you go to the hospital, and Shlomo Zalman says, you know, there's a Umna Leymar Nafshayu when it comes to these things, and therefore you can rely on it. Just want to mention briefly one other thing. There is a very famous, just for 2 seconds, just because we're almost out of time, there's a famous tshuva of the Rivash, where the Rivash says that Kahanim Bizmanazeh are not Kahanim Vadoyim, they are a Safik. And after him, so writes the Mashdam, and he speaks about, based on this, about a Shvuya Shinishbeis, the Safik who im Nitma. We're not sure whether or not she was Nitma with this man. The Isha Heida Mipi Shvuya Acheresh Hois Ima. Shalay Nitzma, and a woman says, no, she wasn't. V'nishal im mutter lo linasi l'kayin. Is she allowed to marry a kain, a suffix shvuya? And so on. V'masik l'hakil al pidivrei rivosh, shekahanim bizmanenu, she'en lam ksav yachas, enam vade kahanim, and therefore there's room to be makel. Fascinating tshuva of the Marit. He speaks about a kayin who for years and years has been mishamish as a kayin, and they called him up for Kayin and so on and so forth, and he's duchening and so on, and he signs letters that he's a Kayin and so on. U'beyoyim echad kideish Kayin ze grusha zekena ashira betzina. There was a wealthy grusha, and he married her privately. Acha shekitsha, v'nemru loy she'ena yachal kaima. They told him, I'm sorry, you're a Kayin. Amish ain't a Kayin. I'm not a Kayin. V'reitza lavzika. And he wants to stay married to her. So again, the Mabit goes into this discussion, can we rely on this Rivash and this Marashdam, that anyway they're only fake, they're only a Safek, and now he himself is admitting it. And so when he comes out and he says that, certainly in the case of the Grush at the Araisa, it's Pashat, the Kaifinan Leila Haitzi, and so on, and we don't treat it like a Safek. You know, we certainly don't treat it like a suffix. That we certainly don't do. But again, there are other similar shilas. He quotes a Shvus Yaakov over here. He speaks about a case of a kohen who marries a chalutza. As we mentioned, chalutza is only derabbanan. So says the Shvus Yaakov, she'af shelachatchila vaday gam kohenis manenu tzrichem lisrachik misurim derabbanan mikol makom linyan kfiya to force ein lichvais. The ain lahitzi harama is negedasam asham mashdam misiatam, that we say it's only a sofik and mitrabanan alechas b'sveik of akula. Ramosha has a question about this, about a potential situation which might make a kohen tamei, a potential sofik and a potential situation. Can you be mitzaref this with the rivash and mashdam to say anyway the naravada and so on? Lots of very interesting discussions based on this from this gemara.
DNA doesn't count.
Say again?
DNA doesn't count for like other earlier cycles.